What do you think the artist was thinking when she made a girl with a shark head?
I don't know. When I look at it, I kind of think, like, a girl who might be sort of uncomfortable in her own skin, and that's why she doesn't have a face. And it makes people happy to see that.
I guess that's what's cool about it, is that you don't really get the full story behind it. You can kind of make your own interpretation.
He must have watched The Wizard of Oz and Jaws all in the same setting.
I have no idea. I think she just thought of two diametrically opposed things, that I'll put them together and let people try and figure out for themselves, and hopefully laugh.
Casey Reardon Millard began drawing Shark Girl in her journals and sketchbooks in 2003. She started drawing the girl with a shark head because of her childhood fear of sharks.
When I was a kid, I had an irrational fear of sharks being in swimming pools. So when I started to try to work through my rational fears, it somehow calmed me to think it feels the same as the shark in the swimming pool. And I know that's not real. And I was okay. So yeah, I've always just been fascinated and terrified of the anatomy of a shark.
Shark Girl often dons Victorian dresses, bloomers, and dainty pink or red shoes. Millard says her attire was inspired by the work of illustrator Kate Greenaway.
I have always loved her work, and I used to try to copy it. I still sometimes do. That's where that came from, was sort of this idea of things that I have always found to be precious, clothes that I've always found to be precious that make me feel better.
Millard says the illustrious Shark Girl also ended up becoming a way for her to cope with other personal fears.
Right after I got married, I started having panic attacks about my husband dying. I just remember waking up in the middle of the night and thinking, oh my gosh, one of us has to watch the other die. It had never occurred to me through all the, like, romance, and I couldn't get over it. I was so sad. And of course, I was at a place in my life where I was not willing to ask a professional for help, so I was going to solve it on my own. So Shark Girl became my solution.
Is Shark Girl you?
She used to be. Before the little dress with the bow, it was me in my bathrobe with the shark head. It was me hugely pregnant. It was me feeling dumpy and frumpy with a shark head. And that's how she started. And then she started to become more of a character.
Millard's other artwork includes drawings of dark clouds that say, I'm sorry, I can't save you, and another cloud that says, I can't even save myself. But as time has passed, so has the darkness in her artwork. Millard credits seeking professional help in her personal life for the brighter Shark Girl pieces you see today.
Just getting help dealing with depression and anxiety, and then also with alcohol and having small children and not trying to do everything yourself, plus career and, you know, act like everything's okay all the time.
Shark Girl was being displayed in Cincinnati when the city decided they couldn't take care of her anymore. Her care was left up to Millard, who hired a restoration expert to rid her of graffiti. And that's when she was approached about bringing Shark Girl to Buffalo. The public art fixture that's captured the hearts of many now resides at Canal Side.
I thought it was pretty cool, you know. I've never seen anything like it before, so I think it's cool, it's interesting.
It's just fun. I just love it. It just let your imagination run wild.
Millard says she loves the attention Shark Girl is receiving. She says she never expected it in a million years.
It makes me really happy. I love especially when I hear kids ask if they can, like, borrow her dress for the first day of school. I can't imagine, like, any better critique than that.
But as much as many love Shark Girl, she also has her set of critics. Buffalo resident Mel Berkich says she didn't understand the piece.
It's cute, but at first I thought it was really weird, to be honest. I didn't see, like, the point, but I guess people liked it. I guess it's just only me.
Rob Eck from Buffalo says there's one thing residents can't deny. Shark Girl is bringing a lot of attention and visitors to the waterfront.
I think it gives people a reason to come down and check out the waterfront in areas that they might not have thought about coming down before. You know, they may have just, it's not safe downtown, or I don't want to deal with the parking. But we have something so kind of fun as this, and it's a great place to have your picture taken.
Millard says she doesn't expect anybody to like Shark Girl.
There's a lot of artwork I don't like. My kids don't care, and they don't like it. And, you know, that doesn't bother me.
Millard says her only hope is for people to be distracted from their daily lives, even if it's just for a moment. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.